You're getting ready to get on the record.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a messed up Saturday conference call. It's not messed up. I messed up. I forgot to turn on the recording because first I was excited I got to a place where we could do this. And second, I've just been overwhelmed with so much stuff. I just forgot. So we all know why we're here. We all know what we're doing, and we'll get a good recap on everything that's been covered so far at the end. So go ahead, Nancy.
That's okay. That's it. That's good.
Okay. Well, okay, but we're going to have you do it all again later. All right, let's move on. I'm sorry, guys. I truly apologize. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. I just apologize. All right.
You can't. Donut.
No, I know. I tell you never to do it, and what do? I do it. All right, let's see who's next. Okay,
now. I'm going to tell Tia.
Oh, yeah, well, lucky Tia's not here. I'm kidding. She'd give me all kinds of. Oh, okay. All right, let's see. 970. Who's that? Oh, that's me. Okay, forget about it. All right. See, I'm not in the normal phone that I normally. All right, 417, Linda. Good morning, Linda. You know what? Before, I think before you, I'm going to let Peter, although, Linda, you're the best one at doing the recaps. Do you want to try to do a recap on what we've covered now, or do you want me to see if Peter can do this?
Yeah, no, I can't.
Oh, no, I can't. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Peter, bail me out as you've done in the past. What have we covered so far?
Well, a couple things, but there's one or two things that we need to cover for Nancy. First, she is
Before we get to Nancy, give us a recap of Brian and Sonny, okay? We know Brian asked about the boomps, and we know he asked about mold. So put your two cents in. And then we'll go to Sonny, and then we'll go back to Nancy.
Okay, the questions were asked and answered about mold from Sonny, as I recall, and the challenges that being restricted from having the ability or the way to get free of those environments to a better place is just not available to many of us. So we discussed that, the difficulty mold presents. Some things you can do for mold. Toxicity, especially if it gets into the lungs, which would be to nebulize colloidal silver, the sovereign silver, and just the notion to try and get free from it, out from under that mold environment as soon as possible. Otherwise, it will remain a huge challenge to get clear of symptoms because of the constant exposure to the mold toxicity.
Okay, and Brian talked about the bumps, okay? And as I explained, and I think as you explained, that's part of the cycles that one goes through closer to more to the end than in the beginning. And we talked about different things that he could do about that. What do you have to say about that?
Well, we discussed that the bumps often are staged that we see where the sebaceous glands, the oil-producing glands at the base of the hair follicle, we'll go through a stage where they'll get compromised and infected. Some infection or die-off might occur there. And then the inflammation and the swelling becomes what's similar to a pimple that we get in clusters and can then spread into a hive-like reddening and callousing of the skin. Now, those are all symptomatic of early stages of systemic inflammation that the skin is telling us. The terrain needs to be, is compromised, needs to be improved. And Mel, I was going to mention to Nancy's other points that she made were significant. First of all, the aloe vera has tremendous benefits and therapeutic value to the mucoid plaque that is the health of the gut. So she indicated that aloe is helping her. There's something to be said for that. For those of you that have gastrointestinal issues, digestive integrity still not working up to where you want it to be. Aloe can be very useful for that. And then the last thing was, you know, she's another testimony of how people just, the disease should be understood as, for me and for you as well, Mel, I went through different stages, and within each stage, there were different expressions in my skin. And so over time, I would see that they would cycle, and I would go through a phase, and then that had certain aspects of what was going on with my skin or my sores or energy or brain fog. And then I would get feeling better for a bit, and then go into another phase where I wouldn't feel good, and the skin would do something else. So over time, though, those arrived less and less frequently. They went from purging and pushing stuff out of my skin and feeling, going through a loss of fatigue and not feeling very good, happening three times a day, to all of a sudden happening once a day, and then once every other day, and all of a sudden, you know, once a week, and pretty soon it just doesn't happen anymore. You just you see the bioterrain. It clearly states time and time again that what we focus on here, restoring the bioterrain, just gets us well. It is the way back, and there's nothing you can say about it that could simplify it more than that. And so many of us, a long list of testimonies here of people that have gotten clear of symptoms and have energy again, mental clarity, you know, hanging our clothes in our closets again, and recapturing the normal side of life that we lose when we're sick. The potential is here. Nancy is just another testimony in a long list of so many people before her that have seen bioterrain restoration get them clear of symptoms and back to a normal life. It's unbelievable how it's missed. But that's the truth.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Peter. In the original days of this website, we were the number one website on toxic diseases on the Google search engine.
Yes,
well,
sir.
A lot of people thought that I must be making a fortune, because all of a sudden we have all these fakes coming here taking different parts of the protocol. Because, see, people can come pay $5. They can read everything and listen to everything, and they can incorporate it into their own situation. But if you haven't had this disease, you don't get it. And so Nancy, after being tricked, lied to, and him taking a lot of her money, okay, you know, was about to give up. She wanted to die, okay? And when I met her, I promised her if she didn't give up hope and she trusted me and did what I asked, she would get better. And boy, she's close, guys. I mean, she's not happy right now. She's not used to sleeping 16 hours a day. But she's taking naps just like I do. And she's going to sleep early, okay? And she sees clearly all the progress. Nancy could go through a list of things, including cancer, that she had before she got here that she no longer has to deal with. We are the answer. Don't waste your time with the fakes. It's just going to slow everything down. You cannot mix protocols. It will not work. It will create an unbalance that will not allow you to get well. Peter?
Yes, Ian. It's it simply proves that, you know, the disease is co-infections that overwhelm and suppress the immune system's ability to respond. Then endocrine messaging breaks down because of that. It leads to a lack of nutrient support because the digestive tract gets compromised. It's an internal cascade that then we reverse and go back through and restore as we go back through them. The interesting part of how the body heals, which proves again that symptoms are a way that the body calls for healing. And then for me, as I reverse back through things, then they got fully addressed. And then I sort of again could move forward from there. Very difficult to explain in simple terms, but as I got well, I was more persuaded that as far as I had come, I knew if I could come that far, I could get all the way. And that's just the truth. You know, if you stay diligent, and it will change, you know, it will cause you to commit to dietary and considerations that you really have to take control of how you treat your body, and as a temple of God, to just do simple things, you know, eat good wholesome foods, and you know, draw down from the power of the Holy Spirit, and then do the work, you know, that you have to do to overcome these co-infections and get these heavy metals out and clear the receptors of all the xenoestrogens from the plastics and everything else, then you realize it's a detox. And the detox takes a while. It can take anywhere from 18 to 36 months. And if you understand that, then the cycles will fulfill. And as they do, you'll come through something and then to the other side. Then those things will repeat, but less and less, and for far shorter periods of time. And pretty soon they're just not occurring anymore. And you realize, wow, I'm free of symptoms. I'm symptom clear. And we call that remission. And that's a testimony that we've made here. I have, for goodness, 8 years, 9 years now. You just can't, I don't know why it's not fully embraced for the simplicity of what it does and how it heals. It just makes common sense if you understand physiology. Yeah.
Well,
Mel, the one thing I'm going to tell you, you know, I hate the trouble I had was happening in my head. Last night was the first night in about 13 years I could lay on the side with my ear pressed against the pillar and not hear all these popping and crackling and stuff in my ears that sound like it was fireworks going off in my ears. I actually laid on my ear last night and went to sleep.
Well, Nance, I lay on both ears and on my back, and I don't usually sleep on my stomach, but I move around at night. First, I'm laying on my right ear, then I'm on the back, then I'm on the left ear, and I'm happy to say that I don't hear nothing.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's good for all these years, but, having that.
No, I know. After all these years, it this thing is going away. That's why I know that you're much closer to being gone than you actually realize. I always know when you people are better before you ever know when you're better. I don't know how. I guess it's just over time when I hear the same things from the same questions. I ask you all the same questions. It's the answers that you give me that tell me where you are in this process. But, Nancy, what about searching on other websites? I mean, please. I try to tell people not to do it. It's not going to help. What do you think?
Well, it all depends on the person, I think, too. If you do, don't do anything that you read or say or anything, discuss it with Mel first. And don't order nothing without discussing it, because you don't want to get anything that will mess up your protocol for what we're dealing with. Because until you get rid of this, it don't matter what anybody else says or what else is going on, you're not going to get better. Because until you get rid of what we're dealing with, your immune system is not where it should be.
Okay, and again, there is no hospital, there is no clinic, there is no doctor, there is no website that has a testimonial section that even comes close to ours. Okay,
no.
And even though we don't pay because we can't afford to pay Google, which now charges for placement in the top 100, we're not there anymore. And there's so much competition of people who thought they were going to make bucks out of doing this, okay, that, you know, maybe they are making bucks, but go look at the testimonial sections and then go look at ours. 15 years. In the first 6 months of this website, we healed 2 children because children are easy, okay? And from that point on, we started getting all the time testimonials of improvement and healing and happy dance calls. I mean, you can't beat this website for restoring your health from toxic disease. It's not possible. This is the premier place to get well, guys. I swear on my life.
And Mel, can I say one thing behind that?
Sure.
This protocol, through your blessing and what was shown to you that has been shared by you on this website, includes a particular form of therapy that's very heroic or very aggressive, but I believe instrumental in restoring the reducing the infection load within biofilms in the body, and that's chlorine dioxide, the WPS component of this protocol. I am fully persuaded. Mel brought me to this understanding, and once there, I've never been persuaded by it, that it is instrumental, in my humble opinion, to doing whatever it does within the immune system that actually reduces the infection load, which in many ways has to be a fundamental part of what we accomplish. So it's a big part of your protocol, Mel, that not many protocols have. And the science, Carrie Rivera, I put up on your site, our site, as far as the community is concerned, that will lead people to understand how it works and why it is so effective. And the results from Genesis Church in South America through the Red Cross curing malaria supports that as well. And then I just knew that I knew it was working for me. And when I could tolerate more and more drops, and then, you know, I started to just feel better, feel lighter, airier, more clarity across my body. And I understood there was a relation between that and the chlorine dioxide. And that just is something that I think people need to understand could be really worthy of consideration as to why this protocol works as well. Part of it, big part of it. Thanks, brother.
Well, no, you know, if I told you folks how I found WPS, you guys would just say, oh, the poor Mel, he's nuts, okay? But I remember in 2006, and I started in 2008, we had Logos, we had Clean Green, okay? We did not have WPS. And in July of 2008, after my doctor saw a tremendous improvement, she started crying when I was in her office. And I said, what's wrong? She says, you're dying again. I said, what? She says, you're dying again. And so I went home. I sat on my terrace in Reno.
Forgive me.
I looked up into the sky, and I saw MMS in the clouds. MMS. And I had no clue. I didn't know. I went inside, and I put in MMS in a Google search engine. And it came up, Magic Mineral Solution. Well, man, I must have spent 5 days and five nights reading everything I could on MMS. And I saw how it was used to treat a lot of other things, like malaria, okay, in back world countries where they could never afford Big Pharma, okay, but how well it was doing. So I thought, well, maybe it will really work here. And what I found was once I incorporated it into 4 full years of John, okay, protocol, once I brought it in less than 5 months, I was better. Wow. Now, my doctor said I was better in December in the newspaper in Reno, and she had no understanding, okay? And I waited another 90 days after being finished taking WPS, which we call it now. And I'll tell you that story in a minute. And I knew I was all better because nothing was happening anymore. Nothing. Zero. Nine. Nilch. No. Nothing. So that's when I started the website. Now, during the time we called it WPS, the government sent two guys in black suits. It looked like Men in Black. And they came to my door, and they said, you have to cease and desist. And I looked at them, and I said, I have a machete, a handgun, a machine gun, and a shotgun. So if you guys come back, bring more people. Well, they looked at each other. They turned white. They turned around and left. And I never saw them. But all of us who were holistic practitioners got together, and we decided to change it to WPS. Now, what does that stand for? Water purification. What could the government do to us once we changed the name? Oh, they could hassle us. And I promise you, in the last 15 years, at least 200-300 holistic practitioners have been killed by our government or Big Pharma. Okay? It's no lie. Okay? And once we changed it, they couldn't do anything as far as threatening us about promoting it because they use it. Every major government in the world uses WPS to purify their drinking water. Well, it worked, and it's worked for everyone else who got on this protocol and did all the things that we ask. You can't do some of the things, S-O-M-E. You just can't. It doesn't work. You must do all, S-U-M, of the things, and you will get well if you do not give up hope. And it's hard not to give up hope because you go through things that are worse than the movie called Alien. I mean, the things coming out of your skin, out of your hair falls out, you get fat, you get skinny, you feel miserable, you can't sleep. It's because it works, and it wants, and the disease wants you to stop doing what we ask you to do. Because when you herx, it's very uncomfortable, not fun. But if you don't, you will never get well. And WPS is a very significant part, and believe it or not, so is copper, okay? And Peter, he's always worried about maybe taking too much copper. And, you know, I don't know what too much is, but I know what they're recommending us to do is probably not too much because of the size of the particles. So you must monitor your vitamin D, you must monitor your copper levels, L-E-V-E, L-E-S, something like that. I can't spell, guys, you know that. But anyway, those two things must be monitored, D and the copper. So we don't want you to overdose on either one of those things, but we want you to take them because copper is only the second thing that ever came down the road or the pike that actually kills this parasitic component. And together, they're a little more effective than one or the other. So if you're not on copper, I'm telling you the protocol ain't proper. Amen. Anybody got anything to say? Pete, you want to beat me up?
Well, I wanted to add one more thing about chlorine dioxide that I think most people would fare well to really understand. It is called an oxidant, not an antioxidant. It's an oxidant. But what it does is it stirs up oxidative stress in the body in a way that the body normally does. By through that increasing, it trips at a cellular level what are called molecule signalers, enzymes and proteins that then go about and create a hormonal surge where stem cells and growth cells and a growth phase will initiate in the body. So that's very important to understand that, I think.
Okay, no problem. Great. All right. Are there any questions right now on WPS or copper? Because if there are, just scream or put your hand up.
Hey, Mel, this is Brian. I do have a question. I know you were just talking about WPS and herxing. Is it possible that you herx and don't really know? Because I know I've been on the protocol for 3 years, and, I mean, I've had, like, bouts of tiredness in the past and dull headaches and stuff like that, but I've never had the kind of herx that I hear people talking about where they're sleeping for 16 hours or you know, anything like that.
Okay, you never heard about it for the last 5 or 8 years now because we changed the way we asked you to take the WPS. Peter, how many drops were you up to?
Oh, goodness. I made the mistake of doing 5-3 times in one day and put myself in the hospital when I was very sick early on. But as I got well and saw the value in it fulfill and realized that the more I could tolerate, the lower the infection load I knew in my body was, and that's why I was succeeding. So I got up eventually to, I stopped at 28 drops, 28 drops, yeah.
So that
just realized now, I didn't need it anymore. I didn't need it anymore, Mel.
No, I know. And again, when you get to where your level of is, we back you down. And that's one of the ways we know that you're on your way out of here for good. But I herxed at 14 drops, okay? But we only did it once a day back then. Once a day, okay? And that's why we've set the level now at 7 twice a day.
Yes.
I was vomiting. I had uncontrollable diarrhea. I couldn't make the toilet bowl the first time, okay? And it was horrible. And other people had the similar response. So after a lot of talking with John, Robert Scott Bell, Peter, some other people who are research scientists who got well here, scientists got well here. And that's why when I don't know an answer, I can go to people who I cured, who respect me enough to help. So it's different today. We have you doing twice. And if you want to go above 14, you just got to consult me, okay? And if I think you can handle it, based on what you, the questions I ask you when you ask me, like, can I go higher? If you answer the right way, okay, we're going to let you go higher because we don't want to keep you here forever. It's not like I'm a big pharmaceutical company or a doctor who makes a lot of money and wants to keep you here for the rest of your life. That's not the case. I don't want to keep you here any longer than you have to be. But people have the same kind of herxes that we did, okay? It doesn't happen that way anymore. Yeah, some people have a little terrible discomfort, but not like I did, a lot like other people did. And that's we don't want to do that to anybody anymore because it doesn't make it better, guys, to really go hay wild. It does better to slowly go up the ladder, to increase the tolerance of the individual to the point when they know they had the big one. Okay, we used to call it the big one because people would call me screaming in the middle of the night, waking me up, Mel, Mel. And I go, yeah, I know, you got the big one. What do you do? I said, sit on the toilet bowl. What can I tell you? So, stop laughing, Sonny. I know you laugh.
And you know what, Mel?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? I think it clearly represents what that represents to me. And what I think we see here so much is you captured it for us to consider years back, but I think the value in it lies in understanding that a lot of really getting clear of symptoms and the skin improving has to start with clearing the intestinal tract where this stuff really is rooted in to the mucus in our gut. And that herx, that response, when it fulfills in, you know, loose stool and feeling flu-like and vomiting and things, that's just part of that reaction that represents in healing the way the disease works its way out. And the beauty about herxing is it has a beginning and to an end. Once it ends, there's a period where you feel the value of the restoration. Again, you move through that stage, and all of a sudden you're through that stage, and you're in another one, but you're seeing that you're moving in a direction towards healing and getting free of it. It just becomes more and more... really aware that that's happening for those of us that remain. Anyway, I digress.
It's all right, Peter. It happens when we get older, but...
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our own residence. I mean, somebody's got... what was the name of the spy couple in the movie? I know Julia Roberts was one. I think she was the girl. But anyway, our own resident spies, Mr. and Mrs. What's-her-name. Let me introduce Diane and Paul. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. I think it was Mr. and Mrs. Smith is the recent movie that I recall. But
yeah,
maybe
that's
there's
it.
Some, there might have been something older. Who knows?
No. Hey, wait a minute. Don't make me any older than I am, you.
Well, aren't we all watching the Turner Classic Movies?
Yeah, that's great... my favorite. That's my favorite Turner Classic Movies.
They're,
TCM.
They are.
Oh, boy. So, guys, welcome. I hope you're doing great. We're glad you joined us. You've all come to almost every single call. I know you're moving through it. I know you're doing better. What would you like to ask today?
Well, I don't have any sort of a question. It's been a very interesting conversation, though. There's so much sharing of information on these calls, and that's one of the main reasons we keep calling in is just because of the sharing, and you pick up little bits and pieces of thoughts. And I suppose for some people, and I guess even for me, it's a little overwhelming, the amount of information, but you just kind of keep listening and digesting and gathering, and every little thing you pick, right? Knowledge is power, and you can apply that to every part of your life. So that's all we're trying to do is get knowledge.
I
thank you, Peter, for that knowledge. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy. That's why we're here. That's why we serve the Lord, okay? It's our way of paying it forward because we're better. I mean, I'm better for many, many years, and I've had different things happen. I mean, but I've never gotten sick again, okay? And I'm not going to get sick again. It's just no way, okay? But I often say that repetition is part of restoration, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart because not everybody grasps everything at the same time. And you're right, there's so much information because there's 15 years of history. So to keep coming, even if you heard the same thing a multitude of times, on each individual, it's a different time that they finally understand. And that's the key. When you understand, when you get the information, you ingest this information, the fear goes away. And when the fear goes away, you are a better warrior. You're willing to fight more because you know that the end of the rainbow is possible. Diane, how about you, dear? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. It's a tough time right now, being Mother's Day for me. It's just a really tough day. So emotionally, I'm struggling, but I'm going to make it. I'm just having a kind of a rough time this last week or so.
So you miss your mom?
No, I think I lost my son a few years ago.
Right.
So
okay, I told you before, my best friend in Reno was a woman named Anna, who I learned so much from. And I understand that because it is the most heartbreaking thing in the world for a mother to lose her child. We're all going to lose our mama, but we never think we're going to lose our children. So I'm sorry. I hope that it hasn't affected you terribly in your recovery, but I'm sure that it's had a tremendous impact of sorts. It's interesting. In the early part of this week, I had a very tough time sleeping. And, I mean, really tough time sleeping. It was two nights where I probably got very little sleep. And all of a sudden, believe it or not, right in front of the bed was my grandfather. I mean, I could see every detail of his face and everything else. And he looked at me and he said, "Will you stop worrying? You work for the man. It'll be all right." And I've slept like a baby for the last three or four nights, despite all the stuff that's going on, which I'm not going to tell you because I'm not allowed to do horror stories. I mean, you guys don't understand. I am living in the Bates Motel. I didn't take a shower for 9 days. I was afraid I was going to get stabbed through the curtain.
Well, that's why I wanted to call in today, Mel, because I wanted to find out how you're doing.
Oh, don't ask. I'll only go blah, 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 blah.
All right. But you're putting one foot in front of the other, right? That's all I'm doing.
Hey, that's all you can do sometimes, honey. You must keep on keeping on. You can't slide backwards. It prolongs the time that you're sick.
Yeah.
But I know how you feel because I would always see Anna cry. I'd always try to be with Anna when I was in Reno on Mother's Day to keep the crying down to a minimum.
Yeah.
So I get it, girl, because I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, I'm just making sure I'm staying with the protocol and just keeping my health, you know, right in front of me, that's the most important thing, is to keep my health going in the right direction. So we're going to jump in the car after this call. We're going to head up to Julian, up to the mountains, and have a little walk in the mountains today.
I am in the mountains, kiddo. I see snow every which way I look. I'm at Jim's ranch or farm or whatever this is. I think I'm about 6,600. Where I'm planning on living is about 6,000 to 6,100. And Kip and Doty live at about 6,700. But behind Kip and Doty looking west is nothing but this monstrous range of mountains, very much like Reno, where I had the Sierra Madres. Well, here, what are these mountain range called? I forgot.
Rockies, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the Rocky Mountain High, and I'm not smoking any pot. It's high up here, boy, let me tell you. All right, so anything else you want to ask right now?
Well, I was just going to recommend to you, Mel, when you get a chance, take a drive up to Estes Park.
Yeah,
you know
Estes
what?
Park.
Guess what? I'm what? 10 minutes away right now.
Oh, all right. I know where you are.
I know you know where I am. I'm in Loveland in the most western part. What the heck has he got? No, throw the mouse away. Or is it a chipmunk? Whatever it is, it ain't a life. All right. Kid's picking up this animal. He's got no gloves. I'm going to have to go out and give him his first uncle lecture.
Oh, my gosh. All right, you guys. Great day. We'll continue to listen until the call's gone.
All right. Well, we're going to be here for a little while longer yet, but not that much longer. All right. Let's welcome in Catherine of the Desert. Now, recently, Catherine has had an issue which she never had before, and we've discussed this before about the vibrations that she's experiencing throughout her body on occasion. Now, she's got some doctor's appointments, but of course, they're 4 and 5 months away. So if anybody, why don't you tell us what's going on, Catherine, and maybe someone today who wasn't here last time might have some insights.
Well, it's not shaking of the whole body. It's just tremors in my hands.
Tremors in my hands. Okay, well, good. Okay. I'm glad it's not everywhere.
I had blood work done recently, and everything came back good and normal. They suggested an MRI, which I had. Everything came back normal, no problem. But I can't get an appointment with a neurologist for about 4 or 5 months.
Okay. Well, does anybody have any shaking of the hands? Okay, well, Catherine, I told you that you're in a state where marijuana is legal. And quite frankly, if I think that somehow you need to get a little THC mixed in with the CBD oil, and that might help, and anything that would help would be a godsend. Now, I know a lot of people my age and older really think that marijuana is a horrible thing. But I tell you, boys and girls, it is not a horrible thing. The government has made it out to be a horrible thing because they don't want anything to compete with Big Pharma. Okay? But eventually, in your lifetime, maybe not mine, the reality that with the oil from marijuana or hemp, okay, you can cure every disease known to man except toxic disease. And I believe the reason it doesn't work on toxic disease is because God never envisioned that man would be so evil to create 3 different bioweapons. Lime, ancient orange, which was an improvement on lime to kill Morgellons, which was an improvement on that. And now COVID. If you don't understand that COVID was a bioweapon that escaped their laboratory, then you just don't get it. And all these shots that they made to help, or these things to help fix COVID, they only make everything worse. So, please, put aside what you've been told, which is not true, that the oil from this plant is fantastic. And they, you know, they're allowing CBD to be everywhere, and you can buy it online and all of that. But hey, are they reputable? Do they make a good quality product? And without the THC mixed in, is it going to be as effective? And I tell you, the answer is no. Because I've used the oil, and I can go to prison for this, to cure over 10 cancer patients and one with scoliosis. That's a curvature of the spine. I have testimonials, which I can't put on my website, or they'll come for me again. Because I don't have an MD license. And if I did, they'd take it away from me for using the oil. But the oil is marvelous, okay? And if you have any early stages of anything that has nothing to do with Morgellons, and I'm not going to mention what it might be, I know the oil will curb it. It will stop it. It will end it. And it won't be more than 64 days. 64 days. That's all it takes to cure cancer, guys. 64 days. I know I had cancer.
Yeah, hey, Mel, can I add to that?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, Pete. I told you, if I couldn't get connected, you were going to run this call.
For Catherine. Hi, Catherine. How you doing, young lady?
Hi, Peter. It's nice to hear you.
Yes, you as well. I did look into a little deeper for you and for others for tremors. Over the course of the last 5 years, I've had episodes of them maybe once or twice. So I think I have a feel for that. And anyway, there's a body of study that shows there's a lot of people that are deficient in vitamin B2. That's vitamin B2. And that when they're supplemented or discuss a way to get those levels up with their physician, that they come out of that. The tremors reside and go away. So I just wanted to share that with you so you can have a discussion with your PCP about vitamin B2, maybe have him test to see if you're deficient in it, and then you resolve that deficiency and your tremors could very easily resolve. That's what the science says anyway. That's what the study shows it there. Yeah, test for B2.
Vitamin B2.
Yes.
You see, Catherine, I told you if you brought it up again, my man Pete would have the answer. Didn't I?
Yes, you did.
There's a good chance.
You're a good blessing, chance. Peter.
Oh, it's an honor. There's a good chance that if you are vitamin B2 deficient, that there's linkage between that and the tremors. There's a very strong possibility from what the studies I've looked at demonstrate, okay? And that's encouraging, because if you can find that there's a deficiency and resolve the deficiency, then the body's all of a sudden going to snap into a balance where whatever you're expressing will stop.
Do you have a vitamin B2 you would recommend?
No, I don't. I didn't even understand the relationship, to be honest with you, sister, until you began to struggle with him here recently, and just looked into it of late on your behalf. And that's what the Lord led me to see was really something significant, was the relationship to vitamin B2 and resolving those deficiencies were helping people with tremors. So I thought that was noteworthy for you to understand.
I just made a note, Catherine, to ask John on Monday or Tuesday which vitamin B2 he might recommend for you, and then I'll let you know what he tells me.
Oh, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, no, no. Hey, Catherine, we're going to get this under control because you're doing so much better except for the shaking.
Yes,
and
I
you might want to look. You might want to look. I'm sorry, Carolyn, but you, real quick, I mean, Catherine, real quick, you might want to look into a fermented liquid form of B vitamin for complete support that's food-based. You can't go wrong if you look at that as well, which will also correct that deficiency. And then John Steinbeck support is going to contribute to that as well. So the combination of those things should resolve that. And I wouldn't be surprised if that would help you a great deal with the tremors. I really would suggest that.
You mean it's thymic vitamin?
Well, remain on the thymic. Yeah, remain on John's thymic for sure. And then,
well,
you know, some additional, that's good. Then some additional B vitamin support in a fermented form, which is like a liquid form, is more food-based, and you don't have to worry, since it's a water-soluble vitamin, about overdoing it, but you can get it into the system in a very special way because it's fermented form of those B vitamins. It's a wonderful place to look into, okay, and talk with John about as well. Okay, sister?
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you could find out any kind of vitamin B2 fermented that I could take.
Well, we're going to ask John on Monday, so we should get an answer, okay? And Peter will probably check it out as well. All right, Catherine, anything else at this time?
That's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. All right, let's bring back Miss Linda. Lovely Linda, come in.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, kind of here and kind of not, but I agree with everyone, with everybody said already. I'm, you know, got a lot of the same issues, so I'm just working on it.
Okay, so anybody has a question before we let Pete come in and give us his final thoughts, and then I give you my final thoughts. Any questions? Ask them now. Okay, well, I guess we did a decent job, Pete, because nobody's got their hand up.
Well, yeah, it's always fun to kind of talk about how we look at these things, figure them out, and reduce fear by seeing them more clearly what they actually are. And we try hard to get that done here, Mel. We both of us do.
No, I know, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, so do you want to say anything in closing?
I'd like to just offer a prayer real quick, if I might.
Okay, well, I'll let you do that at the very end, okay?
No, all right.
You will end this call. You know, usually you start the call with a prayer, but I guess you were all excited too today.
Yeah.
I forgot to turn the call on. I forgot the beginning prayer. All right, so my final thoughts are, I feel very blessed that Peter and I have mended our ways over the years, and he's able to come back and bring something that I just don't have the time to do with the amount of people that I'm trying to help. The research that he continues to find and bring forth for all of you is really a blessing, and I am so proud to have him as my friend.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate those kind words. It's an honor.
Okay, let's call it a day. We're back tomorrow from Starbucks, noisy Starbucks, with prayer and fellowship, where Mel mutes himself every time he's not talking so we can all hear everyone else's prayer. So, Pete, go ahead and end this call in prayer, and then I'll say goodbye to everybody and have a great day. So go ahead, Pete.
Amen. Amen. Father, Father, thank you for this community and for the love and grace that demonstrates here. Thank you for the assurance in what we share with one another about the potential to get well. Hopefully you will show people that it's purposeful in your kingdom, and it brings us to a deeper understanding of who we are in Christ when we surrender to the disease and then dedicate to what it takes to get well. Father, I ask that this message of bioterrain, restoring the bioterrain, returning a state of homeostasis to the body, is that message reaches more people and sooner rather than later, Lord. There's truth in it, and it is time for people to understand that they don't have to be victim to the insidious symptoms that come with toxic disease like Morgellons. We can restore things to a sense of normalcy where the immune system takes care of us, I don't believe we're ever really free of it, but it doesn't become an issue anymore. We return to normalcy. And then we have to practice the things that we learned that got us back to a state of health on a regular basis. And that's just the obligation that we have to stay in a state of health with what we've come through. That's always my message. I appreciate the opportunity to bring it here, Mel. Again, you know, you got probably over a decade. I got 8 years symptom-free. I don't have any skin symptoms. And that alone is, wow. It's a great truth in my life that we can beat this thing. Anyway, that's always my message. Thanks for letting me bring it, brother.
Not a problem, Peter. As I said, it's really wonderful that you and I are back together and we're able to do this for others together. I'm well for 15 years, guys. I mean, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I've been doing this is as long as I felt that I was all better. And I have not had a return to anything. Okay, yes, I have a mold sore. And yes, my psoriasis was in an uproar when I lived in a mold-infested place, but my psoriasis in only 2 weeks looks better than it's looked in the last 2 years. And like I said, the mold sore is it's almost gone. And, you know, it has to do with the environment, okay? There's humidity here, okay? There's no doubt about it, but it's cool, it's cold, it doesn't actually intensify it when it's cold, okay? It just it makes it much more tolerable, and it's not in the buildings. I'm moving into an apartment that if everything goes well, I still can't get in it for 5 weeks. You know why? Because the building's not complete. I'm in a complex where about half of the buildings are done, and they're all rented. All of them are all rented up. But the building that I wanted won't be ready for 5 weeks. And why do I want this building? Well, because I can see the mountains from the windows, and I can look at a park that they're never going to build on that's, you know, 20 footballs wide and 30 footballs field long. And to have those kind of views, the peace of mind that it brings is just incredible. So I wish you nothing but good health. Stay the course. We are the answer. We're here to help. And let me tell you, you are my family.
Amen.
Have a great day, everybody. Okay. Look forward to seeing as many of you as possible who can make prayer tomorrow. And next week, I'll try to come up with a guest who got well here. And then in 2 weeks, I'll see if I can't get Robert Scott Bell to do the call with Peter and possibly Tia on mold. So, thank you, Peter. And thank you all for showing up and being a part and sharing your stories with one another. And again, anybody wants to talk to Nancy, I don't think she'll say no. Just ask and I'll get you connected. You're going to help them, right, Nance? You're almost home free, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. God bless you all, really. I mean, we'll talk to as many as possible tomorrow. Peter, if you don't go to church, you're coming to our church tomorrow. And you're not going to pick on me when I act like silly to make them all laugh.
Yes, that sounds like a plan. No problem.
All right. Everybody, go ahead.
You never know how much of the day church is going to require based on different programs. And I just go there. There's two services with ways to serve in between. So, yeah, otherwise, I'd be in your community. I don't think I can figure out a way to do both. So.
Okay, well, hey, like I said, if you're not feeling well enough to go to prayer at church, you come here tomorrow, huh?
Amen. Absolutely. You got it.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful day, a good week. And remember, I consider prayer and fellowship on Sunday the best 2 hours of the week. God bless everybody, and bye-bye.
Bye, now.
Bye, everyone.
Take care. All right, Mel. Take care, brother. I'll call you in a bit.
I'll talk to you tonight. We'll talk during the Ranger game.
Bless your heart. Thanks. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, brother.
Thank you. I'll be busy. Goodbye.
Goodbye.